to encourage you to vote November 5th. Those of you 32 million Christians that are saying, we don't think we're going to do it this time, and those pastors that are not encouraging your people to vote, I want you to consider a few things. Number one, in Proverbs it says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. We're supposed to love our neighbor. That's what Jesus said we're here to do. And the way we love our neighbor is we speak the truth, we stand for the truth, we live the truth. And when we are silent in the face of evil, and it's become pure evil now. Kamala, at her rally this week, as you saw, when someone yelled out, Jesus is Lord, Christ is King, she said this.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
What kind of despicable witch would say something like that with glee in her voice? She hates Jesus Christ as the Democratic Party does, and she hates everything the Bible stands for. And for you not to stand against her and vote for a man, yes, he's not perfect, but he has done more for our cause than any president in our lifetime, including all the ones that said, oh yeah, we're born again, you know, people. George W. Bush slaughtered 1 million Iraqi women and children. He had the presidency, the House, and the Senate for 6 years and said he was a pro-life candidate. And what did he do to defend life? 6 years, nothing. And Trump, who a lot of Christians are saying, he's not pro-life enough. He's the one that appointed judges to overturn Roe v. Wade. The lies keep going forward on and on. He loves America. He loves freedom. He loves religious liberty. She is against all those things. Number one, political issues are moral issues. The church hasn't gotten political. The political realm has become religious because now it is a satanic cult. Number two, if you decide not to vote, you're giving your support to Lucifer, to the Democratic Party, to Kamala Harris. The worst candidate gets the support when people don't vote for the best one. Number three, you're disrespecting the hundreds of thousands of men that bled and died all over the world so you would have a right to vote. How dare you not do that? It is disgusting to even think about. Someone could be so evil. It's like you went and spit on their graves or something. You're not going to, the thing they fought and died for, gave up their life, they never were able to get married, have children, grow old, so you could just be free to vote for whoever the best candidate was to preserve the freedoms we have in America. Number four, when you don't vote, you're giving the Democrats another vote to steal. They're going to steal millions this election, as they always do. But you not voting allows them to take your vote then and vote the way they want it to be voted without it looking like, hey, there's corruption. There's more votes than people that were registered to vote. Unbelievable. Again, we're supposed to love our neighbor. And Kamala will continue to create the conditions for unbelievable suffering, not only in America, but throughout the world. Open borders, mutilating children, abortion up to 9 months and after, increasing the tax burden on those trying to be productive, the end of free speech, the end of religious freedom, the criminalization of patriotism, the criminalization of Christianity, you know, the church is non-essential in her worldview. What are we thinking? What are you thinking? Any of you that are not thinking of voting, it's criminal. We have to face the facts on something. Everything evil that has happened in the last 70 years in America is the church's fault, the Christians' fault, because they wouldn't vote. They Amen. Wouldn't get involved. They wouldn't take a stand. When prayer was taken out of the schools in 1962, if the 85% of people in America that said, yes, I'm a Christian, would have kept their children home, guess what would have happened? The very next day, prayer would have been back in the schools. We have not stood up at all. We've not even voted. 50% of Christians don't vote in any of the elections that take place. Well, they will be sorry one day when this...
BBSRadio.com.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Fry Mueller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution and our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Okay. Please get out of your routine and experience reality someone who isn't afraid to tell the full truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in just a couple minutes, we're going to have Kurt Bowers up with us, and he just did a brand new video, and I just want to ask him to sell this to the American people. That's all I'm asking him to do. He did a video. It is a sin not to vote. As I watch it, I agree with a lot of what is being said. But what I have a problem with is voting for the lesser of two evils. And the reason I say that, friends, because Charles Spurgeon was right when he had said voting for the lesser of two evils is evil within itself. And when you take that over to that of 2 Chronicles 19:2, and I'm just going to go there really quick for you because it's important that I bring scripture into this conversation because that's what takes precedence here. I want you to listen carefully as to what it says, okay? And again, 2 Chronicles, I'm just going to go over there really quick. It's just coming up in heart right now as we're speaking. And I want you to listen to what the prophet Hananiah had said to King Jehoshaphat when helping a corrupt king. It wasn't good, and again, you need to listen to the details and the particulars when it comes to Scripture. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, the prophet, went out to meet him and said to the king, Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Okay? Therefore, the wrath of the Lord is upon you. Folks, judgments are raining down in America because of what it is that we're tolerating. When we're looking at what's going on in this country right now, somebody just updated me earlier, there's over 1,300 presidential candidates to choose from. 94% of the American people don't believe the mainstream media, but they're caught up into the game concerning the two clowns in the circus of politics that have been handed to them as presidential options. Wait a minute. I thought everybody was sick and tired of the establishment. I thought everybody was tired of all that nonsense. I mean, isn't the definition of the insanity doing the same things over and over, year after year, decade after decade, and getting the same results? Isn't that the definition of insanity? It is. Folks, instead of the American people understanding that they are the government, the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, that our rights come from God, He didn't give us the right to do the wrong thing. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And our said representatives, as you all well know, according to the Declaration of Independence, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. The only reason these two are getting away with what they're getting away with is because the people are blindly following along once again as the mainstream media, as I said earlier, 94% of the people in this country don't believe them until they tell them as to who it is when it comes to the given options for the next president of the United States of America. Only to find out that they're two wings to the same bird, two sides to the same coin, and here we go again and again and again. And I want to propose this before we pull up, Kurt, is the fact that the RNC, unconstitutional, just as much as the Democratic Party is unconstitutional, we're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. But what I want to propose is the fact that when we look at how this is being spun by the spin doctors once again, we're given the option to pick either one of these and only either one of these in the face of knowing that it is pro wrestling at its very worst. Now, why am I saying that? Because when we had Governor Ventura on, you all the well know that he had said what? He had said pro wrestling and politics are identical. Is it true? Yeah. They serve the same masters, friends, and we see that. This information's been kicked out to us over and over again, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, but you keep getting caught up into the same game. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. I want to say this, and truth be told, to suggest that the two clowns in the circus that have been offered up as legitimate options simply shows the world how demoralized and ignorant the people in this country have become. Well, you say that that's harsh. No, that's truth. And if you want truth, you need to understand that truth is given to do what? Make men free, John 8:32. I got a quote here at the start of my book, Children of the Apostate, which is available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And it was Adrian Rogers that rightly said, "It is better to be divided by truth than to be united in error. It is better to be to speak the truth that hurts and then heals than falsehood that comforts and then kills." The bottom line is, folks, the American people need to understand that they're the law. The American people need to understand that they need to bring judgment upon the heads of both of those that have compromised. I was just bringing up the point the RNC just removed, abortion and sodomy. The question that I lay to your candor before we pull up Kurt Bowers is this, then what's the difference? Absolutely none. Now, I also know this. We're not to judge men by what they say. We're supposed to judge men by the fruit that they produce. Matthew 7:16-20. So I'm going to do my best in bringing up our friend Kurt Bowers and asking him the question, because we played the video at the very offset of the show today, and just ask the question. So if we're in a situation that we're in today, why is it that we're caught up with the same options, the lesser of two evils, every single election cycle? And we'll just take it from there and see where it goes. Again, Kurt Bowers is a friend of the ministry, and I want to be as cool as I possibly can be about it. What brought up this whole conversation in the first place is a minister friend of mine from Wisconsin sent me one of the videos because I just had Alex Newman on last week because of a evangelist friend of mine that went out and put out an infomercial for one of the options that was given to the American people. Folks, for the record, I'm not for either one of them. I am for choosing a legitimate candidate, one of the 1,300 other presidential candidates that has been given to the American people that are being illegally censored and illegally suppressed by the mainstream media and big tech companies. Has anybody had enough of this stuff? Yeah, same here. Well, then if that's the truth, then let's get back to what the Lord says, to keep his law, to keep his commandments, to bring judgment upon the heads of those that are corrupt, because both party systems are, to establish righteousness and peace within the gate, which is found in Isaiah 51, verse 4. Also think of Amos 5:15. If we establish judgment within the gate, the Lord looks at us and says, you know what? The Lord just may turn around and be merciful to a people that in fact are responsible for the murder of over 70 million babies. Not that we're going to get out of that. Judgment reigns in this country for the very purpose, friends, that the American people still have yet to repent for transgressing his moral law. Read Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3:2, and the list goes on. Acts 2:38, Mark 4:17. You get the point. The message is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We're going to come right back with our friend Kurt Bowers. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
Hi, I am Brittany Hillman. I have known Bradley and his family for over 5 years now. If you're looking for a true man of God to keep you up to date on current events, constitutional law, and tying it all together biblically, then Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a place to be. I can say from experience the man walks the walk and talks the talk and will bend to no man, sticks to the Bible, and is always seeking and speaking the truth. Bradley says the things that need to be said that no one else will. I am truly thankful and blessed for all that his ministry has done for my family and I. Please consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty to keep the gospel and truth spreading around the world.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check us out on social media platforms if you're listening to us by radio. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page over there. If you want to call in, you can, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704, folks. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which the republic rests. I'm thinking of 1 Corinthians 11:1. I'm thinking of Acts 4:12, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5. You get the point. Without further ado, friends, what I want to do is I want to pull up our friend Kurt Bowers. Kurt, just last week, by the way, welcome to the show. I look at you as a friend. We just did an event out in Florida this last spring. And with that, over the last couple weeks, I've had about three, the number's been three, people that have kind of promoted something and somebody that I was a little taken back by. And you were one of those. As a matter of fact, I just did, we did a show with Alex Newman last week. And then somebody said, did you see Kurt Bowers video yet? And I said, no, go ahead and send it over to me. I'll see if I can get Kurt up. And he can go ahead and shoot away all that he wants to concerning convincing the American people as to become or as to who they should choose in voting for when it comes to the next president of the United States of America. So with that said, that's why we pulled you up. And I totally appreciate you joining us with such short notice, my friend. I really do.
Oh, glad to be on. Thank you so much for having me.
Amen. I just did a capital prayer. Actually, it wasn't a prayer. It was more of a speech. I was the keynote speaker in Minnesota just on Saturday. And one of the first things that I told the people who are being divided to against each other, they're being pitted against each other over and over and over again because of the right and because of the left. And I started to share with the people right off the bat, did you know that our forefathers, they weren't fighting over what politician to choose from. They were actually throwing off the tyrant king across the pond that would not be ruled by God. As a matter of fact, the flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. I said, we've been caught up into, as Orwell said, a political language that's been made and it's been created to make lies sound truthful. And yet Jesus told us in Mark 8:15 to beware of the leaven, the wicked doctrines of both the religious hypocrites and the Herodians, government doctrines of the day in Mark 8:15. I said, how are we getting caught up into this right-left paradigm and pitting and warring against each other? Because we're ruled as a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law. Matter of fact, if you go into the Capitol, Kurt, it's interesting. You'll see Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments. And on the way out, you'll see a quote by John Locke where it says, where the law ends, God's moral law, Exodus 20. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. I said, folks, we're being sold this right-left paradigm and warring against each other. But I said, the truth of the matter is, if the right was doing the right thing all of the time, there wouldn't be a left. And when you look at the right, the left is the fruit of what they tolerate. Therein lies the problem. And when Jesus said they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men, this is what I'm seeing across the country. And if the church is called to be the moral compass of society, when that all goes, everything else goes in politics, because that's a reflection of the people in this country. John Adams was right, and he said, when that goes, everything else goes. So going back to the church, some of the things that you were talking about on the video, I absolutely 100% agree with you when you were talking about how it's the church's fault. Absolutely, it's the church's fault, because we're the ones that are supposed to be the light. But how does it get to the point now where the church, where we're called to be holy as he is holy, how is it now that we're supposed to pick or choose the lesser of two evils between a Donald Trump and a Kamala Harris? Have we become so ignorant in this country to actually believe that's the best that we have in this country?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think everyone's disappointed that that is our choice. In my, I know you watched that one video, but over the last 3 or 4 months, I've probably mentioned the election several times and always said to everyone, you pray about who you should vote for and you vote for who God gives you permission to vote for. And I've always been that way. In 2008, 2012, 2016, I didn't vote for any of the major candidates. I found a third party that Amen. Lined up with what I believe. So no, I'm told I would never want someone to go against their conscience ever for any reason. And so I just want to make that clear. Maybe that short little one video I made, that wasn't crystal clear, but I've said that 15, 20 times over the last several months to the people that listen to the stuff that I put out. But the importance of voting, I think, is vital. The reason we don't have a choice is because less than 10% of the church votes in the primaries where the candidates are selected. If they voted in the primaries, we could have godly Christian men at mm-hmm. every position in our country. And they've, you know, even in the presidential elections, 50% don't even turn out, which is, and so it's our apathy and our disregard and our disrespect of those who died so we can vote.
Amen.
I mean, that's the, what did they die for? That's the only thing they died for, is so we would still be free to go, this is who we want to be in the position there to dictate and follow the law and do what is the right thing to do. So, but no, I appreciate everything you said in the intro and so no, I'm hopefully that video didn't come across. I'm just saying vote for Trump because I wasn't saying that because I again, if anyone follows my stuff that would listen to my normal stuff,
I many times have brought up specifically, don't vote for him if you don't think you should.
Yeah.
And like I did not in 2016. I was like, no, I do not feel God's given me the permission to do that, even though it's against Hillary, who I know she's going to destroy this thing instantly. I don't care. And it was funny to me how God stopped her plans anyway. And I didn't know hardly a person that voted for Donald Trump in 2016.
Huh.
I mean, I know thousands of people that are conservative, Christian-minded people, and they were like, no, we can't do that. And then she was still defeated. I thought, isn't that interesting? The bottom line is to please God, and I bring that up to you in my podcast regularly. We want to be pleasing to him, where he'll give us the discernment to do what we think we should do and what's the right thing to do, and where then he can crush the wicked, change everything. He can Amen. Do that so quickly, yep. like he's done in Bible history over and over again. Once his people say, God, we're sorry, and we're working individually to be pleasing to him. Where he looks down, he's delighted in who we are.
Amen. You know, it's interesting that you would bring up the price paid, because that is the heart. That Christ crucified is the pearl of the church. Period. And that's what's overlooked so often. People don't understand that where there is freedom, someone had to first sacrifice themselves both in the natural and in the spiritual. And Christ crucified on Calvary, he bled, showing the heart of the Father, his love for us and his hatred towards sin on so many different fronts, to go ahead and sacrifice him and redeem us back unto himself through that sacrifice as the propitiation for the sins of the world. But isn't it interesting that when you look at Washington, D.C., you look at the People's White House, and right across the river is the Potomac River, and you see all of those boys that are 6 feet under the ground. And I got to be honest with you, Kurt, one of the things that I do and I've done since my kids have been little, every time we're in D.C. doing events, I always take my kids to Arlington Cemetery. I want them to understand that the freedom that we have is bought and paid for with the blood of our dads, our uncles, our brothers, our friends, our neighbors, our grandpas. I come from a military family. But the irony is that the American people see the price paid, but on the other side of the river, they see those that are desecrating and trampling underfoot the blood that gave them the privilege to be in office in the first place. What do you say about that?
Yeah, and it's the Constitution or rights from God in the Declaration that, and they have just total disregard for it. But that's what's happened. That's why the system is so rotten and so corrupt, because most average guys, the kind that should be running, they're like, I don't want to be involved in that mess. That happened to me. I was a representative of Idaho, and I didn't want it, but I knew God put me in that position. I got picked by the governor. I didn't know him from anybody, so I know, oh God, you want me to be? Okay, I'm a Christian man needs to be willing to serve, even Amen. If it's a position he doesn't care to have. But I'm like, no, if you want me to do that, I'll be happy to do that. They don't, and that's why, again, the church not voting, especially in the primaries, where there usually is some decent candidates running, they just can't get the support going because they don't have the machine behind them. They need the church behind them. It's so disrespectful. You know, greater love hath no man than this. He laid down his life for his friend. And you're like spitting on them. Like, they laid down that life.
Yep.
They never got to have the fun we had. Falling in love, getting married, having children, sitting there Thanksgiving dinner, look at God's blessing. They had this, nope, I'm not getting any of that. I'm giving that up for you. Mm-hmm. And then, I think we should, as time goes on, really have our motivation to be to get the church out in the primaries and encouraging godly men that don't want to be in politics. If you want to be in politics, do not run. That's your weakness. That's what I always told people when I go to a Tea Party meetings, wherever I go. Those of you thinking, hey, I'd like to run, don't run. We do not want you. We want the man goes, I really don't want to do that.
Amen.
But
folks, we're going to take a break really quick. Folks, we're talking with Kurt Bowers. We'll be right back after this hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California.
I'm actually showing you guys right now the options that are given that are overlooked. Over 1,300 other presidential candidates.
And a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded.
Presidential candidates 2024.
Tell it like it is, and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
You know, I got the quote up right now, speaking of which, from John Adams once again, and Washington talked about the same thing. And for those that join us on a daily basis, you know exactly what I'm going to say. I mean, we're talking about the Colossus of Independence, again, the second president of the United States of America. I want you to listen carefully as to what he said. He said, "There's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leaders, and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution." Folks, we're going to go back to Kurt Bowers. If I happen to, if it happens to break out on me, Kurt, I'm going to go ahead and resend you another link because I want to keep you on for another two segments, if you don't mind. And okay. I'm talking about our Zoom link. But after I said that, again, George Washington said something very similar, and I'm not trying to coach you into giving me the answer where I can take a hammer and lop your head off. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just merely going back to, you know, the video that you put out and just asking you to kind of share with the people, you know, these are the two options that we have, and you kind of really went after Kamala Harris, for me, as if to suggest she's legitimate in any sense of the word. She is not. But then when I look over at Donald Trump and I see his track record, as a matter of fact, you were talking about Hillary Clinton during the last segment, and it was interesting to me, how long did Donald Trump, when he was running on the presidential campaign first time around, promise to drain the swamp? And what's interesting, and this is what I want you to get, Kurt, is the fact that 41 seconds into his victory speech, cross-check everything I'm telling you, 41 seconds, verbatim, Donald Trump said that the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to the American people. I mean, right when I seen that, it was like, okay, here we go again. We're going to go around that mountain again. What were your thoughts? Did you see that along with me?
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah. And I had not voted for him either, but I was like, oh, my goodness.
He did it. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I remember that exact quote. No, it's that quote I had, the one you just read, I had on my desk here. I was going to read. I didn't know if you were reading that one or not, but it's a classic. Yeah. The whole idea of political parties is rotten to the core. Then you're voting based on parties instead of principles. And so, but somehow we are just stuck in that. Again, probably because the church isn't willing to step up and support a third party candidate or a fourth party candidate or whatever. We're all stuck in that thing.
It reminds me of Elijah on top of Mount Carmel. In 1 Kings 18, when he went up there, he faced off with King Ahab. You know the story. Bill and Hillary Clinton of the day, no joke. All the prophets were being killed off. They were all being hidden. And here's this lone prophet of God. The king convinced all the people during that particular time that Elijah was the troubler of Israel. And Elijah set that straight when he said to him, I'm not the troubler. I'm not the one that forgot my father's commandments. It's you and your household that have done that. But he goes to the top of the mountain, and when he's up there, he says to all the people, a majority of all the false prophets and the corrupt kings and those that were propping up the corrupt king during that particular time, and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? Either the Lord is God or Baal is God. And I believe that in many ways, that's where we're at today. And people are getting caught up into that system. Instead of taking the wood out of the fire, they're saying, for example, well, if I vote for one of those 1,300 other presidential candidates that's being illegally suppressed and or censored by the mainstream media and big tech companies, well, then I'm wasting a vote. Well, no, you're not, because you're pulling wood out of that fire that they mean to continuously fuel by the ignorance of the people that go along with it. And how is it that the people complain about what they continuously prop up over and over and over again? And I want to say this, and then I'll go ahead and give it back to you, Kurt, because there's so much I want to say. But when you look at what's going on, you know, one of the things that I confronted my last guest with, who's my friend, and the guest before that, who's my friend, and if I said his name, everybody would know who he is. But what I did is when I seen the infomercials that what they were selling on Donald Trump, I said, how do you justify that when you're supposed to judge him not by what he says, but by the fruit that he bears? Matter of fact, I did a radio show in Ohio, and a guy asked me, he goes, what's your problem with Trump? And I said, my problem with Trump is he's not doing what he's saying he's going to do. As a matter of fact, if you judge him the way Jesus told us to judge him, we can see the fruit doesn't line up with his profession. And I said, you should have a problem with what's going on too. And that is if you're going along with the system that's been set up. Again, I'm trying to get people to think outside of the box and look at legitimate, real, genuine options given to them. And I think what's happening is because of the mainstream media and going back to the church, they keep pointing their finger back at the two options that are given rather than the real options that are legitimate. And again, so what are your thoughts concerning what you're hearing here, Kurt?
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes sense. I guess my heart is, of course, I want to, like I said, you want to please God and everything. And I always pray about whoever I vote for, always, God, is that okay if I vote for this person or that person? And I think God can use lost people to be a blessing to us, even when we didn't expect them to be, or when that wasn't what was there. So he's so far beyond everything. That's why his personal holiness, trying to be pleasing to him, and then praying for discernment. God, what would you want me to do here? And he might not tell everybody the same thing, but that was your goal, and he knows it was your goal. It's the main thing, where he knew your heart was wanting to please him. I think from an earthly point of view, you look at it and the Biden regime with Kamala, you're like, oh. But even last night I prayed with my kids. We were praying, and I said, do you realize God could use Kamala to be just as big a blessing to us as Trump or anyone else? Because he could orchestrate it where that creates the conditions where maybe we turn the clock way back or whatever, where finally people have had enough and say, no, we have to stand up for our freedoms, and we need to, you know. And they, from that persecution, as is often the case, they really do turn back to God and they really do repent. So it has to sometimes get much worse before it gets better. In the way God has designed the universe, suffering is what draws us to him.
That's right.
And molds us into who we should be and who he wants us to be. So it's
when I look at Kamala Harris, she is the devil that she's exhibiting to be. Donald Trump, playing that game again, okay? Donald Trump isn't. Donald Trump is saying one thing, and then he's doing just the exact opposite. I'm not going to keep reiterating that point. I'm going to show you some fruit in a moment here. We have a friend in Tennessee, Winston, Tennessee, I believe is where she's at. She was a part of the press corps inside of the White House with Donald Trump. She totally loved Donald Trump. She promoted him. She wanted to be one of his writers. She wanted to make sure everybody understood who he really was, because he's this great guy. And she said shortly thereafter, when she got there, she said, I did not expect this at all. She said, what that man says inside of the People's White House and what he says to the people outside of the White House are two different stories. And I said to her, I said, well, I can tell you that, because now this is what I want you to hear, Kurt. Okay. So when I look at what, in fact, I'm sorry, that was my bad. When I look at this, I just want people to hear this, because I'm going to give you references from the state run media. Donald was talking about making America great again. But when you look at what Donald was promoting, Donald Trump retweets video praising himself as the most gay president in history. I don't think that's how you make America great again. You don't advocate what God clearly condemns, especially that which God calls an abomination. When you see the word abomination, you better look the other way. You better run the other way. And if you're one of those sinners that's not found in Christ yet, you better kneel before the cross real quick, because judgment cometh, because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. It's also interesting, Donald Trump was sold again, making America great again. He repeatedly celebrated the inclusion of transgender women in his beauty pageant. Now, what I'm doing right now, Kurt, is I'm actually showing people the state-run media and the URL so they can see for themselves. I also have in front of me right now, too, Kurt, and viewers out there, for those that can see and those that can't see, I'm trying to basically appeal to both by giving you instruction as to what we're viewing right now. But there's also long-lost footage showing Rudy Giuliani dressed in drag with Donald Trump. And if you remember, I'm not going to play the video because we don't have time to do that, but Trump's taking his head and he's putting it in between Giuliani's breasts. This was for a gay pride parade in New York. And then our friend Alex Newman highlighted Making America Great Again under Donald Trump. He highlighted DeVos from Michigan signs on to globalist UN education agenda for the United States. Okay, then we talked about, and I'm talking about, and I'm covering now and showing the people right now, the first 500 days of Donald Trump's administration. He called himself the Second Amendment, the most pro Second Amendment president in the history of America, which makes absolutely no sense. But we found out that in 26 states during the first 500 days of his administration, he passed 55 gun control policies, undermining the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And I'm going on here. He's the father of the vaccine. Some people will try to justify the fact that he didn't know what he was doing. He was ill-advised. But the fact of the matter is, when he was on the campaign trail, he was continuously telling people to get vaccinated. And again, this goes on. Another thing, while he was promising the American people that he was going to build a wall, and it went from $4 billion to $25 billion to Mexico was going to pay for the wall. What did he do? He did just the exact opposite. He told Paul Ryan to go out there and tell him, we're going to pay for it, and then Mexico's going to basically replenish the money. That's not what he did at all. As a matter of fact, what he did do, Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, they highlighted, and good for Tom for telling the truth in the face of the lies. On January 28th of 2020, they found out that the United States funding of Islamist charity groups tripled under Donald Trump. Is that how you make America great again? But nope, here's one that's even better. Everybody says he's the most pro-life president in the history of America. Not true. Matter of fact, the Washington Times said, again, Planned Parenthood reports increase of government funding. And then if you go over to the Medium outlet, Planned Parenthood finances soared under Donald Trump. So, again, I'm just trying to cover my bases, and we're going to come right back. We got some callers, Kurt, but I'm going to give you the last couple minutes,
nations,
and I want you to go ahead and intervene whatever you want to throw out there for all of us, because I want to make sure we're fair about all of this, and I appreciate you jumping on with me.
Politicians and communists.
Oh, you're welcome.
Wisconsin Christian
News. There are many things you stated right there I hadn't heard before, so thank you for identifying things. Many of those things.
We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not.
We live in a sea of lies. I mean, really, it's just like this world where
Wisconsin Christian News
on both sides, it's hard to find what is the truth, and that as a Christian is what we should be drawn to.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gospel truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Freimuller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution and our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Please get out of your routine and experience reality from someone who isn't afraid to tell the whole truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We got Kurt Bowers right now. Hey, and by the way, Kurt Bowers is the author of the documentary and video, Agenda 21, Grinding America Down. And we did an event in the beginning of the springtime here in Florida. And I got to just be really, really honest about what I'm seeing here with Kurt, because I don't know Kurt all that well. But this is the kind of stuff, Kurt, that I can work with. I mean, it's like if somebody comes along and tells me, it gives me information that I didn't have concerning the direction that I'm pointing people to, I'm more grateful about that than I'm angry about that. And This is all I'm seeing here in this, you know, this conversation that I feel that I'm having more of a conversation with you than you are with me. But I'm doing my best to really get you out there. But I definitely want to bring you back, Kurt, and I want to do something on your Agenda 21 because I think it's advantageous for people to hear. The information is powerful. And again, I just want to give you time to vent in the process of doing so. And again, I'm talking to Kurt Bowers right now about a video that was kicked out over the last couple of days. Somebody sent it to me. And I'm sitting here sharing with Kurt the fruit that's hanging on the branches of a Donald Trump. And he's saying to me during the break, is that okay if I share with the people there?
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't know this information. Folks, most people stand in self-righteousness, or they're willfully blind when they see what they don't want to see. It's like they have their finger on their eyeball and they don't want to see it, or they got both fingers in their ear because they don't want to hear it. That's those that are self-righteous and trying to willfully justify what God condemns. And again, I'm pleased, man. I'm feeling this conversation, Kurt, and I think you're a good brother, for a better way of saying it, and I'm really happy to see and hear what I'm seeing and hearing from you. I really am.
Thank you. No, well, I did an episode a couple months ago. The title of it was "There's No Hope in Man," and because I can see people on our side, they're putting way too much on Donald Trump, and I understand it. Kind of, they're just desperate. But I go, there's no hope in man. God can have him get elected if he wants to and have him be a blessing to us, or he can have Kamala get in there and end up being a blessing to us because of the chaos created and the destruction where people finally wake up and repent and turn to him. So it's there's no hope in man ever for any reason, only hope in God, and we have to seek to be a delight to him. I'd made a list this week. I was going to talk about it on my podcast this week, but here's a couple things. These are things the Lord delights in. He loves a humble heart. He loves humility. He loves when we put our trust and faith in him. He loves patience and endurance, like Job, where you can endure hardship and be faithful. He loves when we love our enemies, just like he does. He lets it rain on the wicked and the just. He is good to everyone, and we're supposed to model that the best we can. He loves a life that works to be like him, to be like Jesus was, a pure heart. A man that wants to please him and obey him, and he loves when we're maturing and growing in our relationship with him. And then last one I had written down so far is he is so pleased when we are broken over our own sin.
Amen.
We do something, we go, oh, God, forgive me. That was not the right thing to say or do or whatever, or think or whatever. He loves that. That pleases him. Those are just some of the ones I'd gone through so far, but that's the goal of everyone listening to this, if you know Jesus Christ, is to please him, period. Mm-hmm. And to not be fearful, fretful over anything, because he is in absolute control. He is God, and he is on his throne, and he loves his children, and he will be with us in the midst of the storm. If the storm comes, or if it's clear skies, whatever it is, he will be right there with us. And so that's my main message. And I go, I know, Bradley, you got that one thing that circulated around. And maybe that doesn't give a well-rounded picture of who I am. It was just one little thing I threw out. But I have tried to be consistent over the last 4 or 5 years of doing a podcast every single week of always redirecting it back to fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the sole duty of man.
Amen.
And so that's my favorite verse in the Bible.
Ecclesiastes 12. And I totally appreciate that. One more thing. You know, going back to what you're talking about with Kamala Harris, you're exactly right. She would be the best medicine for the professors in this country because she would quickly bring them to school like Obama did. You know, it's interesting, when we were doing tea parties across the country, the tea parties during Barack Obama's criminal tenure, he violated the Constitution over 1,163 times, literally. And what was interesting is the tea parties across the country, they were packed. Every tea party we did, they were packed. I did hundreds of them, right? And then all of a sudden, going fast forward to Donald Trump, all of a sudden that dissolved. Everybody went right back to sleep, Matthew 13:25. And then now we're back in the cycle again. Joe Biden goes back in, and the American people are awake again, and now they're hoping to go back to sleep. If Kamala wins, I personally believe that would be the best medicine for the professors in this country, because it would cause them to seek the face of God in him alone, because he's the only one that at this point can bring this country and turn it around. No question about it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So I am totally there with you. I do want you to do this for me, Kurt. Go ahead and give everybody your URL. And if you wouldn't mind, I would love to get you back up next week for another show on Agenda 21, if that would be okay with you.
Sure, that'd be great. AgendaWeekly.com is a kind of subscription-based newsletter we put out every week if you're interested in that. You can also go to Faith, Family, and Freedom with Curtis Bowers on any podcast platform. That's totally free. Faith, Family, and Freedom with Curtis Bowers. And anyway, but I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate what you're doing. Thank you for your bold stand in your quest to never compromise the truth. That's encouraging to me, and it's a blessing. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Kurt. And folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a couple phone calls here again, and I want to go ahead and take Bill. Bill, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Thank you for hanging on, by the way. Do we have Bill? Bill? I'm not hearing Bill, Don. I got Bill. It looks like I have Bill, but for some reason or another, Bill is not coming up. Caller. He's not on hold. I got you, Bill. Okay, folks. Let me finish what I was going to go ahead and highlight here, and then when Bill gets back up, we'll pick him up. Again, I don't know what's going on. Don just said he should be there right now, so again, I don't know what's happening there. And we'll just wait for him to go ahead and answer the phone there. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. 3 minutes left, 281-845-4704. I got to honestly say, friends, that is the first time I have partaking with a brother like that. And I am pleased with Kurt Bowers. From what I just got done seeing and partaking with, I didn't know where it was going to go, but it was one of those situations where I was going to bring it out and just say, you know what, let's just go ahead and let him vent. And that's exactly what we just did. I wanted to finish this up with, this is what's going on with Diddy right now. There's a brand new article on Donald Trump, for those that didn't know, about Jeffrey Epstein on a recorded phone call talking about how him and Donald Trump were best of friends. If you can't see the similarities as to what's going on with P. Diddy, who's a pimp, and he's got handlers, he's being controlled by agencies, no question about it. It's interesting, all the politicians and the said movie stars and music stars, how they're falling in line with P. Diddy. They're all compromised, they're all filmed, and again, the list goes on. I wanted to highlight this really quick. Somebody just called in again. We just lost, there was two calls there. Sorry about that. 281-845-4704. Don't know what's going on with Backbone right now, but it is going on. I want people to see this. You were told by Donald Trump that he was going to go ahead and eradicate the national deficit. Remember, he kept telling the people how easy that was going to be. Did you know that he actually kicked up your national deficit to about $8.4 trillion before he left office? Remember how he said he was going to drain the swamp, but now you're dealing with the swamp because he didn't deal with the swamp? Kamala Harris, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bidens, they're all there because he didn't promise in fulfilling making America great again by bringing justice upon their heads. He did none of that. Also wanted to highlight this, folks, real quick. You know how he's the president that's going to go in and not ask the people for a dime? While he occupied the People's White House. Isn't it interesting that over the last 2 years, I hope you're sitting down for this, this is the guy that said he wasn't going to go ahead and capitalize off the American people. Did you know that Donald Trump has taken in $1.6 billion raised in 2 years off the ignorance of the American people that believe what he says? Isn't that insane? Do we got you back, Bill? I'm still not getting Bill, Don. Don't know what's going on there. I got Bill up right now, and for some reason or another, he is not coming back up online. But again, folks, I'm just merely here because the church, if you look throughout Scripture, we are called to be warners, all of us, not just an apostolic individual or a prophetic individual, not just a teacher, not just a pastor, not an evangelist, Ephesians 4:11. We are all called to reprove the works of darkness by being the light, Ephesians 5:11. And we are all called to do the work of an evangelist in seeking and saving that which is lost. And if we truly love our brothers, we're going to tell them things, even the things that they don't want to hear. But enough is enough of this political idolatry. You have over 1,300... presidential candidates to choose from. Over 1,300 of them. Go over to this up on social media platforms, ballotpedia.org, presidential candidates. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.